Hey there! Welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the quirky podcast that brings you writing tips and life tips. I'm Sean, and with me, as always, is Carrie Jones, New York Times and international best-selling author and awesome woman.
I'm also Sean's wife, so he has to say that. We always start our podcast with a random thought, and then we go into the writing tip and the dog tip. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Enjoy!
Hey, it's Random Thoughts for the podcast, and Sean is just coming from a hard, hard day of snow blowing, which we probably shouldn't admit that you snow blow, because that's bad for the environment.
Snow blowing?
And it's noise pollution.
Oh, really?
Yeah, remember?
Yeah, it's a lot easier than shoveling.
In our town, there was a great big snow blowing.
Oh, that was leaf blowing.
Oh, you're right.
Same difference.
It does seem the same. It's all about blowing.
The wedding?
Blowing.
Oh, it is all about blowing. Blowing's a good thing, really. I mean,
oh, man.
That's one thing. It's like gender neutral. Blowing's always a good thing.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So, hey, thinking about good things, it's the holiday season, and those of us who celebrate Christmas have the classic Christmas tradition of mistletoe.
We haven't hung ours up yet.
Not hung up our faux
mistletoe. I wonder how I'm going to get my usual Christmas play.
Well, you haven't worn the Santa suit, baby.
Oh, that's right.
So anyway.
Carrie's a Santa fly.
I am not. We have fake mistletoe because we're awful people. But did you know?
No, because it's better for the environment.
The plastic. How's the plastic it's created?
Think of all this mistletoe we've saved from getting
killed. But think of all the plastic creation.
But we've used the same one for like 100 years.
8,000 years. Anyways, but real mistletoe is a parasite.
Is it really?
Did you know that?
So like feeds off of other trees and stuff?
Yeah, it robs nutrients and waters from whatever plant it's on top of.
Just
then
like
it like, and then it's like a freaking... What did you say?
Just like our kids.
And who never listened to this, so we're all right. And then it sucks its host dry like a vampire.
Just like our kids.
It is.
Anyway.
So it's not terribly romantic is the point. You know, like...
Well, why is it the berries they turn red when they're mature?
I don't know. I think that sometimes mistletoe.
Oh, it says mistletoe is white right there.
And then somehow it turns red.
No, I.
Why don't you help us out here, Sean?
I'm reading, but I think the red mistletoe is like a fallacy.
It's just like BS.
Maybe it's like, not real mistletoe.
Really?
I don't see anything about it turning red, do you?
No. But I did read on Ripley's.com, which the link will be in the podcast notes at CarrieJonesBooks.blog and wherever you're reading this podcast.
Yeah.
Reading the podcast. Hearing the podcast. I did read in the Ripley's.com thing that they're looking for mistletoe as a possible part of a cancer cure.
Oh, really?
Cancer therapy, actually.
Oh. Did you read that a little bit?
No, I didn't.
In the Victorian era, if a woman refused to be kissed under the mistletoe,
I haven't.
That she was basically admitting to not being ready for marriage.
Why?
So for the next year, until the next Christmas celebration, she was basically like shunned because none of the men were interested because last year she said she wasn't ready to put out. I mean, for marriage.
Oh, my word.
Look at that.
That's terrible.
Man,
what
that's
if he
like,
just has stinky breath and he's gross?
Well.
Like, you shouldn't have to kiss everybody. That
it could
sucks.
Be a quick peck, I guess. Just, I don't know. It seems pretty,
There are people I wouldn't want to even
word?
Quick peck.
You know, what's the word? Chauvinistic's not
sexist.
Really. Sexist, for sure, yeah.
Definitely. Disempowering.
Yeah, man, disempowering. Yeah.
And the mistletoe and its long legacy of disempowerment and parasiticness and death. Because, ready?
Yeah.
So, in the Norse mythology or history, depending on how you look at it, there's a guy named Baldur. And Baldur was Frigga and Odin's son.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And his mama god, was always worried about him getting hurt.
Yeah.
So So his parents were like, okay, every single rock, every single animal, every single plant, you've got to leave our baby boy Balder alone. And so they're like, like Achilles, right? They're like, he's impervious. Nothing will ever hurt our baby boy. But Loki, well known in the Marvel movies, right? Mm-hmm. But he's like god of mischief. He's like, hey, 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 hey. And he made a weapon out of mistletoe. And I guess since mistletoe, like when Odin and Frigga went around making the promises, I'm assuming they didn't talk to the plants that weren't coming out of the ground. And since mistletoe grew out of another plant, right? It wasn't in the whole promise making. And so then Loki, being the dick that he is, no offense, Loki, please don't hurt me, told Loki, being the brilliant, mischievous god that he is,
yes,
he goes to Hod, Baldur's brother, and he's like, hey, 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 hey. Why don't you go stab Baldur? He can't get hurt.
Right.
And so he kills his brother, basically.
Huh.
With the mistletoe steer, because he's tricked by Loki.
Loki's a pecker.
And then, no, but a brilliant, mischievous
one. Why would he want to kill Baldur?
I don't know.
Just because everybody thought Baldur was unkillable?
And maybe he's like, how come Baldur gets to be impervious and I don't? Because, like, I mean, really?
Right.
That doesn't seem very fair. And so then when Baldur's mommy cried, her tears became the little berries on the mistletoe.
Oh, so the mistletoe had no berries prior to that?
Apparently, no.
Wow.
Yes. But there's also another thing about it that's more funny, right?
Yeah.
So basically, the etymology of mistletoe is mistil. From Old High German, and then mix, and then it becomes dung, and so then it's like dung twig.
Yeah.
Because it's ton as well, mistleton.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're kissing under a dung twig.
Oh, there.
As long as you're kissing.
Yeah. Writing tip of the paw. What are we talking about today, baby? This week, in honor of the holiday season, we're going to talk about a time Carrie did a very Carrie thing at a grocery store in Ellsworth, Maine.
Yeah, man, I'm going to tell a story.
It will eventually relate to books, she promises.
All right, so one day, in the grocery store line, a lady behind me dropped her bag of Cheetos, right?
Yeah.
So, what did I do?
You picked them up for her then, of course. You're a very nice person like that.
Well, yeah. And then she dropped her box of Wheat Thins, I swear to God.
And you picked them up again,
yeah,
probably,
I picked them
right?
again. And then she dropped her onion, and it rolled over to me, and it shed some of its purple skinny stuff, and it hit my foot, and I smiled, and I picked it up, and I gave it to her, right?
Yeah.
And so she goes, I must be missing the belt. Right? Like, you know, the conveyor
belt.
She's
dropping it off the edge of the...
I don't know. She just was a mess.
Maybe she was just messing with you.
I don't know. So then it was my turn, right? And with the clerk. And I open my bag and my wallet's not there. And my checkbook is there.
Yeah.
But my wallet's not there.
Yeah.
And so I told the cashier, because I was like, holy crap, my wallet's not here. Do I need my wallet?
Right.
And she's like, if you've written a check here before, you don't need an ID.
Yeah.
But I know. So I was like, I don't know if I've ever written a check here. And so then I spent the, like, because you know how I am when I'm nervous.
Yeah.
I basically babbled. And I spent like 3 minutes while she rung me up saying that, alternately explaining that I had like these visions of my red cloth wallet hanging out by my 12 grain organic bread in like the bread aisle or something, or like at the post office where I just used it, or like in the middle of the parking lot, or like gulp in some evil wallet snatcher's hands in Ellsworth, Maine. And I looked for sympathetic glances from the food wrapper behind me. The lady I kept helping.
Yes.
But she no longer liked me.
Huh.
She just glared. So I wrote out the check. And so the cashier, who's super nice, like, puts it through, and the machine beeps, and she looks at me all apologetically, and she's like, "You've never written a check here before." And I was like, "Okay, I'll run out and check in the car," right?
Yeah.
And so I raced outside, despite the fact that I was not wearing a sports bra.
Damn, I wish I would have seen that.
No. And unlocked the car, and there's no wallet in my car, right? Yeah. So I gasp, as I do. Like, I really legit gasped. I remember this. And I, like, step back, and there, beneath the tire of my car, was a flash of red.
Yeah.
It was my wallet.
Awesome.
So I snatched it, clutched it to my chest, still without the sports bra, and raced back to the store. And the clerk goes, because she's super nice, "That was fast." And then, like, the guy who came to finish bagging up, yeah, was super nice. He's like, "You found it." And they're all like, "Yay." But the lady, the dropping stuff lady,
yeah,
she just said glare.
Glare?
No, but that's all she did. She just glared and glared and glared and glared at me. And so that's kind of like what I imagine happening to my books.
Really?
Yeah. Like when I'm writing them, it's like I start off really well. I'm helpful. Everyone likes what I'm doing. And then bang, like almost at the end, I screw up.
Mm-hmm.
And like I drop the voice or something, or I make a character do something nobody wants her to do.
Yeah.
And then what happens?
What happens?
Glares.
Oh.
Glares from some people.
Glares from your readers.
Sympathy from other
readers.
In the
form of emails and
anger.
Reviews.
Why'd you kill him? It's not fair.
It's all right. Sometimes you gotta do what people don't want.
Why is there no sex scene?
People do it all the time. Can't make everybody happy.
But
you should have sex scenes in every book. I do agree with that.
Not in picture books. And so
that's the best kind.
No, not that
Kama
kind.
Kama Sutra for children.
No, that would be so wrong.
Kama Sutra pop-up book.
Oh my God. Somebody must have made that.
Probably.
You should retitle the podcast Kama Sutra Pop.
Go ahead. You have my permission.
But also in the book structure,
yeah,
it's kind of like that for the protagonist. Like they start off in one place and everyone's like, "Oh, it's okay, right?"
Yeah.
But then things start to go wrong for them and more wrong for them and more wrong for them until they get to the glaring point,
mm-hmm,
you know, in your story where everything bad happens almost all the way through. It's their lowest point, the dark night of their soul. They don't know where the hell their, like, wallet is.
Oh, it sounds like a Christmas movie.
And that, no, it's like a story structure.
Yeah, I know.
And so then at the end, yay!
Everything comes back together.
The lady and her wallet become as one again.
Yeah. And she kisses her new prince under the mistletoe.
That's right. Parasitic. So the writing tip of the pod, I'll condense, is everything can help inform your story and make a scene to use later on.
Oh, that's for sure.
Like that evil
You're
evil
really
fairy
good at
lady.
That, baby. Like remembering. I don't know how you remember all these little tidbits that when I'm reading your books. But I know are real.
They're not real. Everything's fake.
Dog tip for life. is this like a Christmas episode, sort of?
For those of you who celebrate Christmas. It's
holiday episode.
Holiday episode.
It's a holiday episode.
Holiday. We're talking about mistletoe.
Do you remember that text you sent me yesterday when I asked you if you wanted anything from a certain fast food restaurant and you said, "No, Thanksgiving."
That's fine.
So I said, "Okay, Christmas."
That's rude.
That was rude? I put an LOL in there.
It was almost as rude as when I was like, "I want to do archery. I want to be an archer." And you were like, "You can't make money at that."
Sorry, that was my parents coming
that
through.
That was so rude to me.
But I was really avoiding saying the more obvious thing that it might be kind of hard to be a good archer when you have no depth perception.
Maybe it's really good.
Maybe it is.
Because you
Maybe
tilt your head,
Maybe you'd be splitting
right?
arrows all day long.
Like, don't you tilt your head?
You mean turn your head? Or you could just close an eye.
Yeah, don't archers close an eye?
Probably. I don't know. I don't remember. Let's see. Yeah, I think so. Plus, they have sights and everything nowadays.
Dude,
man.
I mean, I think you were really stumped on my dream.
But, okay, I'll buy you a bow for Christmas. I'm going to Dick's this week. I need to measure your arms to know what size arrows to get you.
Short.
And we'll set up a target in the backyard. You can start knocking off the neighbors.
That'd be awesome.
Woman killed by stray arrows.
Stop it. This is the one that supports my dreams.
This is the
I support all your dreams
to make us money. This is the dog tip for life. This even came from Sparty, who was talking right out of his ass when he said this. Great. Be kind when other people are struggling. Not just when you're struggling.
That's more of a Gabby.
No, Sparty's the selfish one. Gabby's the one that's always kind.
I know. So this is her advice. Her
Oh, right. That's why I said Sparty was talking out of his butt, because he never follows.
Sparty needs
his. He never follows his own advice. Yeah. Like, Gabby will be heading out the door to go outside. Sparty will be like 20 feet away and run just so he can, like, literally push her to the side and get out first.
All right. That's turned
He's
negative.
Such a gentleman.
Turn positive.
Be kind when people are struggling, not just when you are struggling.
Right. Like, yeah. I had a really good feeling about the lady behind me who I was so kind and patient with, who kept dropping.
Well, she let you down, didn't she?
And she really let me down. She really let me down because, like, she just was like, ha, 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 you give me kindness, I give you nothing back. Which wasn't why I did it, but it just was so heartbreaking that I had one mistake to her three. And albeit it's very frustrating when somebody
Oh my god, it makes my head pop right off of my neck. Sometimes.
See, maybe you need to learn this.
Oh, I try not to let it come out.
No, you don't need to feel it though.
I know, I know. I've gotten better. I've gotten better. That's pretty much old Sean. I'm a lot
older. Unless
I'm really in a rush. Lying. If I'm really in a rush. Please don't screw up if you're in front of me in any line.
Because you know what he'll do? He'll go make a spear out of mistletoe. And
no. Mistletoe would never make a good spear. But anyways, you want to hear a quick story?
Uh-huh.
That's kind of related to this. Be kind. So I was over at our friend's house this morning.
Yeah.
Getting Mr. Friend out of bed.
Yeah.
And I was all done. I was like on the way out the door. I was like,
maybe
see?
We should explain that a tiny bit more. We just have a friend who needs, who has a degenerative disease or disorder and can't get out of bed anymore.
Right.
Into the wheelchair.
Right.
But they don't have a home health aid yet.
Right.
So Sean lifts them up.
Five or six mornings a week. Yeah.
Almost every morning.
So I was on my way out the door and I was like, all right, I'll see you guys tomorrow or whatever. And Mrs. Friend was like,
Mrs. Friend.
I said something, and they jokingly said, yeah, when if this ever happens to you, hopefully your neighbors will be just as kind as you are. And I said, that's what I'm hoping for. That's why I'm over here every day. And I started laughing, and they started laughing. And then I said, but you know, so I'm trying to build up my credit, but with inflation, I probably got like 2 days worth so far. And then we were all laughing. Wow. It was a lot funny in person, I guess.
I bet it was very funny.
Sorry to waste your time, people.
That's not wasting time.
All right.
But that's a good example of being kind when other people are struggling.
That's right.
Kind.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're a love nugget.
I'm a love nugget.
You are a love nugget, Shawnee.
Hard and shiny.
Negety.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays, whatever holidays.
Thanks for listening.
Hang out with. And thanks for listening.
Whatever holidays you hang out with.
Yeah, man. I hang with Hanukkah. I hang with Christmas. I hang with Ramadan. You know, like,
yeah.
You hang with all these.
Yeah.
No?
No, no, it's cool.
He's looking at me.
Hey, thank you for listening. We greatly appreciate your time. Please be sure to like, subscribe, and share this marvelous podcast with all of your friends.
Hey, the music that we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and made available through the Creative Commons license. The artist and the song is Summer Spliff by Broke for Free. And we have a new podcast,
Loving the Strain.
And another one, Be Brave Fridays. And?
And? I don't know.
Well, they're available everywhere, babe.
Oh, yeah. You can find them on Carrie's Facebook, Carrie's Twitter, Carrie's LinkedIn.
My blog site and Amazon.
If you just look up Carrie Jones Books or Carrie Jones Book.
You can find us.
You can find her all over the internet.
All over.
Yeah.
That sounds creepy.
Well, I was going to make a joke, but I'm not going to, because then we'll have to redo this next week. And Carrie's publishing a new book, the beginning of every month.
Until February, probably.
Yeah?
Yeah, man.
All right. Be sure to check them out.
Yay, us. And yay, you. Thanks for surviving this podcast with us.
That's right. Have a wonderful day.